I said, "Where's the sheriff at?" I said, "He's the man I want to see." And of course, that kind of cooled him down. He said, "Well," he said, "all right."
You didn't know who had the warrant.
Yeah, he had it.
He did.
Both of them had it. See, nice. The city had one and the county too, but it was the same nice. Copy warrant. See, I told him, I said, "What is all this about?" And he told me. I cooled him off. He said, "I'm gonna have to lock you up." So you just wait a minute, can I use the phone before you lock me up? I said, "I know I'm under arrest because you done arrested me." He said, "Yeah." So I called my boss. And by the time I got in jail, by the time he turned the key on me and got back up in front, I got two of my bosses was there. Told the deputy sheriff and the sheriff right quick, said, "I'm gonna give y'all 5 minutes to turn that man out." Says, "That man's working." Says, "He ain't bothering nobody and he ain't never bothered nobody." He said, "If y'all want a damn lawsuit," says, "y'all fixing to get one." And one of them was a lawyer, too. And one of the best that's ever been in this town.
Sheriff had listened to him.
And by God, and the sheriff told the old jailer, "Go back here and let me out. Turn me out." So when I come up in the front, well, I stand both of them about laughing at me. I says, "It didn't make me mad." I said, "It made me mad." I said, "It ain't hurt my feeling." I said, "It just made me mad as hell." And I said, "I'm gonna tell you right here in front of the sheriff." I said, "That flop-eared bastard better never act like he won't arrest me no more. Less than I have done something. If I do, I'm gonna whoop him all over Tyler County." And so Mr. Frank Gaten, my boss, told me, he said, "Go on, son. Go on, Robert. Go on, do your job. You know what to do out there. Go on." So I went out there and went to work. Like I was supposed to. I was doing something that Sunday morning. I had to do something out there Sunday. I don't know what. But anyhow, I went on out there. But Monday, they told me that I had to go see the JP Monday morning. I said, "Okay, I'll be there." Well, I went up there Monday morning to see the JP. I told him what he asked me what I was in there for. He was playing dumb as hell himself, see. I told him. I said, "Well, I'm up. I don't know what I'm up here for," but I said, "I'm up here." He said, "I'll tell you what you do." He said, "You carry your rump on down yonder and go to work." He said, "If I need you, I'll call you." I said, "Okay." Well, I went on back to my work job. Well, I worked, and then Thursday evening, well, he came out the background while I was working. He said, "Well," he said, "Ariel," he said, "look like you're going to have to be in court Saturday at 2 o'clock. So that old man's still going to court with you." I said, "Well, I hadn't done nothing to go to court for, but I said, you tell me to be there, I'll have to be there." He said, "Well, he wants to court." I said, "Okay." Well, Saturday evening, out of court. Well, they had a county attorney, and boy, he's just a finer fellow, the man they wanted to meet. Well, I went up there, and of course, damned old judge, he had a newspaper. He didn't say the court started or nothing. He just kept reading his paper, and the county attorney, we was all in the courtroom there, you know. My daddy, my two oldest daughters, they was in there with me. I didn't want them to go, but they was in there. And so the county attorney told old man Mason, "Mr. Mason, I want to talk to you out here private." So carried him in another room and talked to him. Well, he come back and got me and carried me in the room. And of course, I explained what happened and everything, seeing what it was all about. The county attorney said, "Well, he told me the same thing." He says, "He told me exactly what you told me." He says, "I don't see where you done anything." I said, "I hadn't." I said, "I hadn't did anything to him." I said, "I wasn't going to do nothing to him, but I wasn't going to stand up and see him chunk and knock around one of my kids." I said, "I ain't going to do it like that." And I said, "You wouldn't like it either." He says, "He told the same thing you tell him." He says, "That's all."